live and Lansing. Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Steve Rosnowski, chairman and CEO of the Chrisman Company. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm very well, thanks.
Well, 82 years old is pretty old for a person, and when you talk about a building that's about to become the first double platinum LEED certified in the world, that speaks volumes. What can you tell us about this?
Well, it is the former headquarters building for the Michigan Millers Insurance Company, right on Capitol Avenue in downtown Lansing. And our company, which is a real estate development and construction company, was looking for a new headquarters. We had outgrown the building that we had been in for almost 80 years ourselves, and found this gem of a building sitting vacant, constructed, like as you said, 82 years ago. And one of our specializations is historic preservation, and the building just really fit us like a glove, and we decided to take it over and give it the love and care that it needed, and here we are with a new corporate headquarters. It's also one of the most environmentally sustainable projects that has ever been built.
Steve, what does it take to bring an 82-year-old building to the point that it is an environmental trendsetter?
Well, it took a lot of planning, a lot of creativity, some money, some hard work, and some luck. The LEED rating system that you hear so much about these days, LEED is actually an acronym for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design.
That's LEED, right?
LEED, right. And it's a system that was a rating system developed by the U.S. Green Building Council, and it's a way to really put an objectively measurable system together for rating the construction of buildings.
Okay.
We scored, as you said, a double platinum, which has never been done anywhere in the world. And a lot of it was because we took an old building and rehabilitated it. So we gained a lot of efficiency points just by the fact that we essentially recycled, if you will, an old building.
All right. LEED certification means more than just energy efficiency. That's part of it. But what does it really mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people think it's just about having low utility bills. But a lot of the points that we scored and a lot of the system is geared toward the development of a healthy indoor environment. And so things like the natural daylighting, indoor air quality, really factor into this a great deal, and we scored just about every point you could on that. So we think we've got an added benefit of having a really vibrant, kind of energetic place to work that our people have really commented a lot about.
What about lighting, heating, ventilation, those kinds of things? Those things that you pretty much had to start from scratch.
Yeah. This building was what we call a gut and put back together. So we pretty much stripped it back to its historic skeleton and bones, and started with new high tech systems all throughout.
So that means carpeting, wall coverings, all those things is going to be different.
Yep. And the heating, ventilating is all modern systems with very high technological computer controlled. Systems to which adds in the energy efficiency. And a key feature of the building is that we have a raised access floor, so all of the air distribution is under the floor instead of being blown down from the ceiling like the typical office building. And that also adds to the quality of the air, because the fresh air is reaching the people at their level as opposed to being blown down from the top of the ceiling.
All right, now that the Chrisman Company has taken the lead, so to speak, what does this mean for other buildings, and would you expect that this might be the start of a trend?
Well, it is definitely a trend that is taking the construction world by storm, and we like to, you know, the fact that we did what we did with our building and put our money where our mouth is has really given us a lot of credibility in talking with our own customers and clients and sharing what we learned in doing our own building with them. And you are seeing, I think, probably the majority of buildings that are being constructed now are seeking some level of LEED rating.
Mm-hmm. Steve Rosnowski, Chairman, CEO, The Chrisman Company, talking about the world. We're talking about the world, not just the state or the city. The world's first double platinum LEED certified building. Steve, had you not been a construction management company, let's say you'd been involved in another line of work, would you have been able to pull this off?
Well, I think our expertise really really helped pull it together. The trick was to do it in a way that made economic sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people could have done this if they'd have just been willing to throw unlimited dollars at it. But, you know, we had to make this work from an economic pro forma perspective as well. And I think that's where some of our experience and problem-solving capabilities really helped come into play. But it's a service now that we can offer to, mm-hmm. to others to bring that expertise to bear and really produce the best of both worlds, a very healthy, vibrant,
right.
Sustainable building, but at a livable cost.
What's the square footage of this building, Steve?
We're at about 60,000 square feet.
60,000. You say you didn't just throw money at this. What's the cost to do something like this in case other companies are saying, you know what, that sounds like a pretty good idea. We ought to look at that.
Well, it's going to vary tremendously based on, you know, the type of building that you're talking about. But in our case, we netted the project after some historic tax credit incentives that are available. That's something we haven't talked about yet, is that there are other economic and tax incentives available to doing this kind of a project. But by the time we netted those credits down, we were in here at about a cost of $140 per square foot. Which made for a very market rate rent.
Steve Rosnowski, Chairman, CEO, The Chrisman Company. Steve, congratulations on this.
Thank you so much, Jack, and for your interest.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back on Ebling and You.